We wanted to talk a bit more about the politics of Medicare, especially the politics of trying to change the way it works. On Wednesday, the Senate voted down the House Republican plan put forward by House Budget Committee Chair Paul Ryan. Five Republican senators broke with their party to help defeat it. We wanted to talk about the significance of these events. So we've called Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent at Kaiser Health News, for some perspective. I just want to emphasize that Kaiser Health News is an independent news service that is not affiliated with the health insurance company. And she's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studio. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
I just wanted to ask the same question I asked Congresswoman-elect Kathy Hochul. She's, of course, a Democrat. She just won this district that has been held by Republicans for decades. I asked her whether her election was, in fact, a referendum on this proposal. What do you think?
I think it absolutely was. I mean, it was possibly, I think it was the first election that came up after Paul Ryan's plan was introduced in the House and the House approved it. She talked about in your interview with her how heavily she campaigned on Medicare and Paul Ryan's plan and her opponent's support for that. If she had been in Congress, she would have voted for it. And so this was heavily watched by both sides, $6 million spent in this race. Democratic analysts are certainly spinning this in their favor, saying this is an absolute repudiation of Paul Ryan's Medicare plan, and this is kind of a winning strategy for them as they go into 2012.
As we mentioned, that Mr. Ryan and other national Republicans are saying that the plan has been mischaracterized. So why don't you tell us what it does? And first of all, for people who don't know, what does Medicare do?
Medicare is a health insurance plan for people over age 65, and some disabled Americans can get it if they're younger. What Paul Ryan's plan would do is if you are 54 or younger, when you enter Medicare, the Medicare program will negotiate with a series of private plans and give you choices of private health insurance plans and a set amount of money for which you can use to buy health insurance. But the traditional fee-for-service plan, which now something like 70%, 75% of Medicare beneficiaries are in, that goes away. The traditional fee-for-service plan is contracts with hospitals and doctors and other health providers where they're paid a set amount of money to take care of you. The Medicare Advantage plan, where the private plans currently are, is a set amount of money, again, for those health plans to take care of you, and the private insurance market would dominate in Paul Ryan's plan. There's no more traditional fee-for-service.
And what are people concerned about, those who oppose the plan? Is it philosophical? They just don't believe that something like that should be privatized? Or what's the objection to the plan those who object to it?
That's one of the objections. You shouldn't put Medicare completely solely in the hands of the private insurance industry. There's also concern about will there be a set package, minimum package of benefits that have to be covered? That is unclear. They're also concerned about the amount of money that Paul Ryan has specified at this point in his plan. It won't be enough. And as time goes on and health inflation increases, that seniors will have to contribute thousands of dollars out of their own pockets for their coverage.
In fact, there's a study to that effect that identifies a number. Is that a credible study? It says it's more than $6,000, in fact, that seniors would have to pay that much more per person. Is that a credible study?
Yeah, the Congressional Budget Office, known around Washington as the CBO, which is sort of the official scorekeeper, nonpartisan scorekeeper of Washington, came out with those findings. It came out the day Paul Ryan announced his plan, and it was definitely got a lot of attention.
And on the other side, though, that people, even in the Democratic Party, are cautioning that something has to be done about Medicare. Why is that?
Well, if you look at the long-term budget picture, our long-term federal debt, that entitlements are contributing to that. So Democrats are saying we have to have this as part of the discussion. Republicans are saying we have to have this as part of the discussion. But what we've just seen in this election and in the debate over Paul Ryan's Medicare plan shows how politically polarizing this is. A voter, a typical American, may say, yes, I want you to control entitlement spending, but when it comes down to changing their Medicare program, they object. And that's the difficult thing that everyone faces here as we have this discussion.
And finally, before we let you go, can you tell me about the five Republican senators who joined with the Democrats to defeat the Republican plan in the Senate? They're known as moderates, but can you just tell us a little bit more about why they voted against their party on this very difficult issue?
They thought that Paul Ryan's approach was too radical. It was too far. Republicans are trying to find their place on this. Some are unapologetic about the Ryan plan. They absolutely agree with it. Some want it modified, and some want absolutely nothing to do with it. So I think they want a more moderate approach on this than what Paul Ryan has taken.
Mary Agnes Carey is a senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. That's an independent news service that is not affiliated with the health insurance company. And she was kind enough to join us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Mary Agnes, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.